No mercy, Hamas kidnapped immobile, nonverbal, tube-fed teen, father during massacre on music festival. By Joshua Klein on October 15, 2023. A highly vulnerable 17-year-old girl with a debilitating muscle disorder and her father were abducted by Hamas terrorists during the brutal attack on a music festival in Israel last week, which saw over 260 fatalities. Ruth Perez, who suffers from muscular dystrophy and is unable to walk or talk, attended the Supernova Festival last Saturday along with her father, Eric, and sister, Yamit, who left early with friends. Ruth relies on being fed through a tube by her family for sustenance, as reported by the Daily Mail. Heavily dependent on family support, she regularly visited music festivals with her father. During the surprise assault, terrorists stormed the event, gunning down attendees and abducting numerous others, with estimates suggesting upwards of 150 hostages were taken to Gaza. Heart-wrenching appeals from Yamit permeate social media, as she pleads for information regarding her father and sister's whereabouts and safety. According to Yamit, Ruth found moments of bliss while dancing in her wheelchair during the festival. "It was the happiest I've ever seen her, dancing in her wheelchair. She was so happy," Yamit told the Sunday Times, adding that after she decided to leave the festival early with friends, her father told her, "Me and your sister will stay on and enjoy." Her family, now thrust into a nightmare, anxiously awaits any news regarding their loved ones. "I am begging Hamas to let my dad take care of her. He's the only one who knows what she needs," Yamit said. Yamit and her mother, Eleanor, also a wheelchair user, joined hundreds of other anxious families in Tel Aviv, where Gal Hirsch, Israel's head of negotiations, assured them of round-the-clock efforts by intelligence services to rescue the hostages. The matter follows Hamas's multiple-pronged attack on Saturday, which saw the Gaza-based terror group resorting to abuse, executions, and kidnappings of men, women, children, and, at times, full families and even an elderly Holocaust survivor. In southern towns, the terrorists went door to door, shooting Jews and burning homes with families inside, proceeding to murder soldiers and infants alike, all while thousands of rockets rained down on Israeli civilian centers. While the exact number of individuals abducted remains unclear, Hamas terrorists have claimed more than 100. One senior Israeli military official shared a preliminary assessment that at least 150 Israelis were taken hostage by the Palestinian terrorists. Hamas has since threatened to execute captives on live television. Countless accounts from the attacks, described as reminiscent of the Nazi era, have revealed the hideous atrocities that victims faced. On Monday, Breitbart News reported that families of several kidnap and murder victims from Hamas's savage attack said the terrorists used victims' cell phones and social media accounts to send them graphic photos and taunting text messages. According to an urgent medical report presented on Sunday to the International Red Cross in Israel, hostages are enduring life-threatening conditions and profound suffering, including individuals across all ages grappling with critical health issues like Parkinson's disease and multiple sclerosis, untreated injuries, and inadequate care and nourishment. The detailed analysis highlighted numerous critical cases, such as infants deprived of essential nutrition and adults with severe, untreated health conditions, underscoring an immediate and desperate need for life-saving interventions. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter @JoshuaKlein.